Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doug Bird. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Bird. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive off the glove of Sandberg, and into shallow left field. Foster reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Backman moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Backman tags and scores. Foster tags and moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowa takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowa moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Bowa scores. Buckner moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Johnstone moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and has Valentine trapped. There's the throw to Kennedy, who throws over to Sandberg, who tags Valentine for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Buckner trying to get to third. Valentine throws the ball into Brooks, who tags Buckner for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a fly ball towards left. Henderson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Henderson. Backman moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Backman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Staub reaches second base with a double. Foster moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Doug Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary juggles the ball. That's an error on Zachary. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Bird covering. Safe. Mike Proley now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Proley. Wilson moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Cubs, 4, Mets, 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 6-4, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardenhire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Gary Woods pinch hits for J. John Stone. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Leon Durham now playing right field. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Foster is walked intentionally. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.